Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Quite often the sons of God, due to their sinful flesh, find themselves acting contrary to the express commandments of God. But if the Spirit of God dwells in them, they cannot cast off the truth of God as being of no consequence, but rather they desire to walk according to His precepts, even as Paul describes in the 7th chapter of Romans. Those who are born of the Spirit will not transgress the law, which means they will not count it as of no use and value. This law will not fail to bring them to repentance due to the tender heart which the Lord is pleased to give unto those whom He loves. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. The transgression of the law, of which we read about in the book of 1 John, is not simple disobedience or failing to hit the mark, which even the strongest of the sons of God do on a regular basis, but rather it is to have a contempt for the truth, which has fallen from the lips of Him who is the propitiation of the sin of His elect. A consideration of Him who has died for sinners will cause those who are born from above to hate their own wicked way, which was the occasion of His grief and suffering. The man who is unmoved by such a consideration has no reason to consider that the Spirit of God dwells in him. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. All of the sons of God share a common faith, yet all of them do not share the same measure of faith, nor even the same level of understanding. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. The Lord is pleased to construct His church, which is His body, of many diverse parts and gifts, which demonstrate both His wisdom and power to make one cohesive unit with one head, as He gives gifts unto men, not for their own benefit, but for the strengthening of the whole body, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. John testifies of his knowledge of this fact as he makes an exhortation to three different groups of people, which are generally found wherever the sons of God are gathered together. He writes to little children. This describes all of the saints of God, from the youngest to the oldest, and from the one with the least understanding in faith to the one who is a seasoned veteran of much battle. The most basic comfort to the saints, regardless of their station, is found in being reminded that their sins are forgiven for Christ's sake, and that He has sent the Spirit of His Son into their hearts, crying, Abba, Father. He then writes to the fathers, who have known Him, that is, from the beginning. These are those saints who are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. To them belongs strong meat. Their consolation and ability to comfort the saints arises from a firm understanding that He inhabiteth eternity, and is a God who is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. They will affirm that His decrees are unaltered and unalterable. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. Then he writes to the young men, who are full of faith in the Holy Ghost. They are known for their zeal in the way of God, being made strong by His power. They are able to exhort and convince the gainsayers, as they earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. The body of Christ is composed of all of these individual groups, which John addresses, and each one supplies the need for which they are gifted. Do you fellowship regularly with those who love the way of Christ and the gospel of His free grace and full salvation? Are you being built up in the most holy faith, or are you satisfied with the platitudes of free will religion? Christ alone is the sufficiency of His people in whom He inhabits.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.